In the last budget, Governor Scott Walker cut $27 million from a program that provides tax credits for the working poor. This year, Governor Walker wants a broad tax cut affecting 73% of filers. Walker's proposed tax cut would decrease rates for the lowest three income brackets. But as Madison Alder Lisa Subic points out, that would amount to less than $2 a week for many of her constituents.
Quite frankly, that $1.40 that Governor Walker is offering people isn't even enough to buy a gallon of milk. That $1.40 just isn't going to cut it.
Subic and others say a better way to achieve tax relief for the working poor is through the Earned Income Tax Credit. Milwaukee State Representative Daniel Reamer is proposing a bill to restore it to previous levels.
The EITC is not a handout. It rewards working individuals who find a job, stay employed, take on extra hours, or find an extra job.
390,000 households in Wisconsin used the Earned Income Tax Credit in 2011. Representative Reamer also wants to restore the homestead credit to previous levels. That tax credit is for low-income renters and homeowners. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.